always hurt the one you love.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Thank you. Here I am again. I have been disturbing a lot of people this week, and I may disturb you also much more. In the beginning of the week, I had a gentleman who had I've got to find a way to say this. I could say I helped him to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder, which is very difficult, if not impossible, by psychiatrists and psychologists. There's no cure for that, but I have a cure. But this is what is going to stop me trying to see how I can show you something, because let me try this way. This was 3 or 4 days ago, and I got a call from someone that was completely cured of post-traumatic stress disorder somewhere near when he came back from Vietnam. But it's been that long. And so in the beginning of the week, he called me. He says, "You have saved my life," and it's, and so I'm assuming it's just recently he was losing what he had, and he was going back to post-traumatic stress disorder. And in the conversation, I asked him to just tell me a few things. What do you do? And he said a few things, and then he said, "I just go to church." I don't know how you say that. He said it a different way. "You go Sunday." And I immediately understood that we have... this is going to be easy to express. What I'm saying is the cure was not ordinary. The cure of many thousands of veterans who have been cured by it and may have been lost again was clearly right in my face. In other words, he went to church and sought to listen to a person who does not know. Listen, I don't want to be rude, that preachers and rabbis, fine, but they don't have the power that they should to cure. Now, especially with Christianity, which I say it isn't a religion, it's a person, and it's this extension of the person one to another until the whole world hopefully has him in all of us, except for those who reject it, of course. But there's something in Jesus Christ, there's something in him that cures in a much different way that has never been understood before. The 12 he had didn't have enough time to understand, to complete the things he was teaching them. And he fumbled. They fumbled sometimes, and he criticized them. And because they weren't as skillful as Jesus to make things happen from another realm into this realm, they all got killed, murdered. We know that. Now, why am I saying this? Because I want to start to talking about the gentleman. He's coming up to Grants Pass, Oregon, and I'll be talking to him. But there is no cure for most of your problems. Now, it's necessary for you to have the world we have, all the wonderful things, operations, injections, and all and things that make you feel better, but only lead you on to the next thing that makes you worse. In other words, if you look around, oh, hold a second. We'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, I was talking about medicine and psychiatry, psychology cannot cure almost anything, but only gives you a peace of mind and energy and cleverness of medicine to keep you alive longer, but always wronger. Because there's a reason why you have a sickness. And you never see wild animals. Your dog, if you just let him free, he doesn't get any sickness. He's not like a human being. If you play with it and toy with it, then this is a different story. You start to love the animal, and the animal starts to eat the food that you eat, and it starts getting sick like you. I just have to stop here for a minute. Roberta from Arizona is on the line, and she has a very good question. Please, Roberta, I need another 20 minutes to finish what I started. This is very important. There's another source. There is another source of healing, but really healing, so you don't get sick anymore. And I have to refer to it as a Jewish boy about Jesus. He was able to cure anybody just by looking at them or touching them or what he says. Simple. What was that? Where was that coming from? It must be coming from within him. Don't you agree? Did he get it from the world? Or did he get it from him who made the world? There's something in here, and I can't go into it to great depths, but I want to talk to you about this one thing. This gentleman I can't say that, because there's a problem with my way of expression. It seems like I cured him. I didn't. So let me see if I can start again. He calls. He says, "You saved my life. I'm a veteran, Vietnam, and I'm being stronger. But just recently, something went wrong. It's coming back. I have to talk, because this is the beginning of a lot of things I can say. And so, in case you didn't hear it, in the first part of the program. He started to say, I asked him, well, just talk a little bit and let me hear what you do. And the one thing that stopped me, I don't want to be rude, forgive me. He said, Sunday is a Catholic. And immediately, I understood it. He was looking to an ordinary man. Yes, a priest. But a priest is not programmed, if you might say that, not programmed the way Jesus was. Can you understand that? Did you ever hear, does the Pope cure people? He should. His very presence should cure people. It doesn't. You've all given up on it. They've mostly given up. People are dying like flies now. When I came to America, we didn't have children killing each other. We had peace. It was just wonderful to be here. And we've been going down the road in a very dangerous way. We never heard any children being murdered. Hardly ever. It was so beautiful. And slowly but surely, it became demoralized. The whole country is demoralized. And the opioids and people committing suicide. But on coming back, the pressures of life as they begin to build up when you come into the world demoralizes you. Your whole being. And there's two ways of looking at it. One way is whenever you get angry and upset, when you came into the world, I keep saying this over and over again, I have to put it in my discussion. Every child that comes into the world has intuition. That means that intuition is the ability to see in a different way. Intuition. Now, intuition means something, a light, some kind of light coming through you is able to see into another person and get into another person rather than them getting into you. When they get into you, or when you come into the world and there's you, ready, wise, awakened, intuition is learning from within, to seeing everything from within, to express everything, make things happen from within. And when that happens, if a person can live long enough to lose it and then find it, the cure is there. This is so with the gentleman that said I saved his life, veteran, Vietnam, that long ago, just last week, comes in. He says, I'm getting it back from all these years. And then I'm coming back to the same point. He goes to church on Sunday. I don't know what you call it, but I forget. But what he started to do, which I never thought, but I've seen it, because I have an intuition of it. It's the first time I've ever seen it. It made a lot of sense. He was giving himself to the church that cannot cure anything. It should be the church could be. Doesn't that make sense? Does it make sense? And so he got it. He's going to come up and see me in Oregon, Grants Pass. We'll have a nice chat. but I think he's got it. He turned his, and how can I say it? Somehow, he thought that the church was a good thing to go, which it is, but it can't cure. And when you give yourself to the preacher, when you look to the preacher for something, for whatever it is that is good, isn't good enough. In other words, I have a different way. I didn't know it would take me a long, long time. But what was happening to my friend from Vietnam was he is hearing something in me that is different to everybody else. All the churches, all the doctors. Now, doctors are good, and there's a value to them. They can sew you up until you and get better. But getting better has another element to it, and that is intuition. Meaning everything, thought, action, but no reaction. Because in that intuition you had when you lost it, when you were a little boy, a little girl, and your parents was walking in her mother's shoes, and her mother was walking in her mother's shoes all the way back to Paradise Lost. And so the parent does not know what they are doing to their children. Look at the children. Look at the divorces. Look at the opioids. Look at the drugs. It's growing. And you're going down. You're taking a good man as the president and can't stand the goodness. It burns you. Or many of you, not all of you, on the left, if you don't mind me saying it that way. Evil hates good. This is what you're seeing. A man that's strong, a man that has it all. He may not know the power he has. I think he does, though. He's just a different person. But look how people, the bad people, and I call them bad people, sick people, demoralized people. Evil hates good. That's what you're seeing. Now, I don't want to be political here, but I want to keep turning back to that one thing that I tried to make a point. That person, when he went, the gentleman, the veteran, when he said, I go to Mass, or whatever it is, Sunday morning, he is giving his, what cured him, is not the person, is he could be the Pope. And he said, I go to the Pope. And I will, see, the Pope doesn't have it either. He doesn't. He can't cure anybody. You'll never see it. You never will be. But it should. It should be all the churches should have that quality to bring people in who are really appreciative of what they see with intuition. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you have intuition, but you lost it. And if you look back on your life, most of you, it's always your mother and the failing of your father. I mean, I won't go into that, but that's all there is. And divorce. And the kids don't have any parents. They don't have anybody to love. And they go to church and find out it doesn't do anything good. And then there's lots of people who like to have intellectual spirit. which just doesn't work. It doesn't cure anything. It just makes you babble like a Christian. Very nice. But it can't cure you. The words by themselves can't cure you. Now, but say that you... Let me take one thing into consideration. Be still and know. What does that mean? Now, I don't think anybody knows really what that means. How do you be still? And how do you get to know? I've never met anybody who understood this until I explained it to them. And when I explained it to them and they could see that I know what I'm doing and that the intuition was not taken away from me in my whole life. And I went from one thing to another until I came to where Jesus Christ was. Now, I didn't know much about him, and preachers often like me and come and we have chats. And he says, you know, why don't you become a Christian? I said, well, I don't see necessary. He said, why don't you come to find Christ? I said, where is he? He said, well, inside you. I said, I don't see him inside me. But I'm really saying that's the right idea, but they haven't got it. You look for yourself inside for him. That is a wonderful idea. But how do you do it? Is the preacher... Does he have the authority? Does he have the authority? That's the question. No. Because he got all his information and got his degree from the church and each one. That's not from God. That's from another man. That's it. Now I'm coming back. Look. The way it's done is intuitive. There's a way that you be... I use the word be still and know. The be still and know, I can't explain that to you very well. But what is stillness and what will you know? And I cannot go into it because I will need about 2 or 3 hours to make the point. But to make the point that is, when you've been cured, listen, yesterday I spoke this way. Jesus says, why call me good? Only the Father in heaven is good. I'm the only extension of him. And so that's how it has to come. It has to begin there. It has to begin with a Jesus who went through a terrible relationship but didn't cry. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. That's right. Forgive them, Father. Parents don't know what they're doing. Their goodness is not goodness. They think it's goodness, but it's at least better than badness. But it isn't that bad. It's another form of badness, spoiling. We don't know how to deal with our children. And drugs, alcohol, opioids, everything. We're living off medicine. We're getting sick, and then something comes along, and medicine makes you well again. But it doesn't cure the problem of why you made sick. Can you imagine Jesus being sick? No. You can imagine me. I've been sick for a long time, but I've been through a whole series of things I discovered. I was meant to discover all these things I'm talking to you about, that medicine is valuable, but it doesn't get to the root of the problem. And the root of the problem is right where you were born. And when you were born, the light came on, but your parents were the extension of their mothers, standing in their shoes. And the father is either a bully or is an appeaser for sex. what is there? What is there? The child sees this injustice. He sees the craziness. And the parents, well, they tend to rebel. And then the parents push him or gets upset with them. Now, when you get upset with a person, when you get upset with your children or with anybody, guess what happens? And now I can make my point. If they besought somewhere in the middle of nowhere, somebody comes along, you're living a happy life, or let's set the stage, and you're doing pretty good, and all of a sudden someone upsets you, angry, calls you bad names, or you think he is his friend, and then you find he's not a friend, he's taking advantage of you, and you get angry. The moment you become angry, if you are connected to God as a little child, the little child will take the identity of the parent, all the way back to Paradise Lost. All your problems are coming through parents who are the extension of their parents, all making the mistake, are they being too evil, impatient, and pushy, violent, or somebody keeps loving you and trying to make you love them back, because they're looking for love. It's an emptiness. So you'd be nice to your children and you ruin them. And so one child can see it and wants to run away. Another child gives in and becomes an appeaser to a mother and a slave. And all kinds of sicknesses and diseases come from that right there. Do you see where I'm coming from? That there's another way of curing people which lasts forever. The gentleman that called from Vietnam, the gentleman who had the sickness, post-traumatic stress disorder, got cured not from the psychiatry, not from the psychology, not by medicine, but just me talking to him simply, and it hits the spot. He suddenly realizes he has that in him. He recognizes my speech, and he recognizes what he felt when he was a little boy or a little girl. And the fact that I speak this way is something you never find in anybody. They all go to church, they go to whatever it is. They have drugs and alcohol to cure the pain. Thousands and thousands of things that only make things worse and worse and worse until you lose your country and you lose yourself. What I am proposing is that if you listen to me and you're a real Christian, a real one, one seeking for meaning, you can see where I'm coming from, and you that your heart will bounce up just a little bit. That's where it is. It's coming from him to me. Did you hear that? Coming from him to me? What's happening to you when you get upset? It does the opposite. Let me finish it. I'll be right back. All right, hold, Roberta. I have to finish this because once I start it, I can't stop. Now, I just lost my train of thought for a minute. What I want to do is to get you to see that you have within you a light. And if you close your eyes and look at your eyelids, what you will see is little twinkling things and thoughts that come up and pictures that come up. But if you look, if you sort of get involved with it, struggling with those thoughts of pleasure and pain, if you can stop, if you can stand back and disconnect, that's what I'm teaching, disconnect your soul from the brain, then anybody who tries to upset you fails. And when they fail, because the bullies like to, a bully is become a, is become an appeaser, and the appeaser can, he has to give his life to the bully for the rest of his life and to other bullies. They put their identity inside you, and it begins to come as if it was you speaking. Not hardly any of you really speak any differently from what I'm saying. You're mechanical. You get an education. You have an intellectual world. You're a doctor, psychiatrist. You studied all those things. And they, and to some degree they work, but they only help you to feel better about and set you up so within a short time, being upset and being emotional has now got another steam going. And every time you get angry, every time you get frustrated with the fact that you are having anxiety and moving further away from God by responding to the world around. And the gentleman from Vietnam, the one I helped cure, understood that when I said, tell me all the things you've been doing, he said, I went to church. When you go to church, you are getting, here's a difficult word, but you, when you're looking for spiritual, you don't go to the physical, a church, a drug pusher, no. Yeah. But all the good things you can do, all the happy things, but the happiness is not the solution. The solution for everything is to find intuition that you had when you were a little child. And when I speak on this radio program, you'll hear my voice and you hear me saying, this is the way you find your happiness. Your is how you develop. Oh, I have to say this. You have to develop how can I say it? A body. This is not easy. But you have a body. Then the body, if you are coming from the good place, it produces another body inside you, so that when you die, having lived and fed that body inside you that you couldn't see, when you open your eyes, you don't see that you died. You find yourself somewhere else. And I could go on with that forever. I'm just touching it just a little bit. But if you get upset and angry and judge, judgment is mine, saith the Lord. When you get upset, you lose the way. You lose your post-traumatic stress disorder. Oh, no, excuse me. That's silly, isn't it? But in a sense, you become post-traumatic stress disorder. It fits it, because our soldiers come home with another identity inside them, and they can't get rid of it. And the more they struggled, the more it had power over it. And struggling is what it wants. So when you have the thing that you see in your mind, that's in your head, and it leers at you, and you struggle with it, it will get into you more deeply. And the more you struggle, the more deeply it gets into you. However, that's one way where you have a dark side. But then there's another way, we have a light side. You have a body. You're developing a dark body. I don't know what happens. I wouldn't know what happens in that dark side. But there's another side which I do understand. And the other side is to let's find the way to flow from, how can I say this? I can say it in the Jesus fashion. I mentioned it yesterday. It's something I can say it if you allow me to do this one. He says, "Why call me good? The Father in heaven, he knows good." Basically, he's saying he's the extent of God. The very first extension of beginning to build a new universe, not universe, a realm, the world. And this is, but you have to catch on, as I have caught on, and I haven't got time to speak to you. It's what I want. But can you see that you can have two bodies building inside a dark one? And when you get upset, you are disconnected from God. Now, the way you can have to come back, you have to find a way to come back. And it's longing and suffering. But be careful, in your longing and suffering, you don't get angry. Suffer without anger. Anger will kill you. Anger is how evil people control, as Führers, as demonic people. You have to find the way inside you that a child has when he comes into the world. Every child has one, but it's always destroyed and laughed at and degraded. And for many years you have problems, but you hear my voice. All I want you to do is sit quietly and listen to my voice. My voice has authority. Listen carefully. Does my voice have authority? Is it coming from a good place? Well, yesterday I said, Jesus says, he said, this is my Father, basically. I'm not God. He is God. I'm the extension of him. And I'm loyal to him. And each time I respond in a right way, I'm more loyal. And a self is beginning to take shape inside you that you don't know is there. But on the contrary, when you're angry and hateful, you upset people and suck the life out of them and put your nature in them. And it's impossible to cure. Except psychiatry, psychology, nothing can cure this. I'm the only person in this country that knows how to... Well, the word cure is not what I want it to seem. But I have to use the word. So forgive me. I'm the only person that I know that has the key to the kingdom. This is the man. We go back to the man now. And he thanked me again. You remember me, he says. You cured me. I didn't really. The extension in me cured him. Be careful. Be careful as to what I'm saying. What comes through me is not from me. It comes through me, as it should be with you. When you see it, you see that a light is coming through. An energy is coming through. It's different. And it clashes with your emotions and dissolves them. Now, one more thing. I'm looking at the clock. It's difficult because I want to speak to Roberta in a minute, but this is so important. She might be listening to me now, because sometimes she's on the screen. Bring Roberta on. Roberta, are you? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Have you been listening to me?
Yeah, I got it. It's perfect for what I needed to hear.
Well, tell me what you see now.
Well, what I was seeing as you were talking, I started doing the observation exercise.
Yes.
And with doing it while you were talking allowed me to stay more objective, and I could see that ugliness, that darkness, that when I've been doing it by myself, I want to run away. It scares me.
Yes.
But I just stayed listening to your voice and watched it and got more, was able to step back more than I have been.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Correct.
Yeah. So that's good. That's very good.
How do you feel?
Yeah. I feel much better, and I feel that thing that I always blamed others, you know, my mother and my father for, is really in me. And that's been very painful to see that, you know, that's...
It settled in there, didn't it? It settled from them into you. And their parents went through the same thing. Isn't that right?
Yeah, yeah. But the point is that I was so much in denial and in running and in making excuses and avoiding it that I didn't see it's me. You know, I've seen that what I think is me...
Is not you.
Is not me. I don't even know where I am.
No.
You know, and all I can do is just see what develops here, because I was a lot of pretend, you know, don't look at what's actually there, cover it up, you know, deny it, run from it, repress it, and that's what I really was. I mean, I thought I was. It's not me, I understand, but what is actually real wasn't in my reality.
It is now.
Does that make sense?
Yes,
I got it.
I'm the reason why you see it, because you have a love, a longing, for what you have lost, and so I am coming from the place where you want to go, and when you recognize the voice, then somehow you become aware that I'm the extension of it. And if you accept the extension by faith, that makes sense. This person is saying something. It's something. Immediately you see that the dark side disappears. Anytime you... So don't be afraid if it comes back. All you need to do is sit quietly and look at the picture. Don't get upset. It wants to upset you. Upset means to turn one thing around to the other. Upset means something turns over to another place. So when you get upset, you get disconnected from God and connected to the dark side, and the dark side acts like you and makes you think and makes you drink. It makes you drugs. It makes you think you're right when you're wrong. And it's very difficult to get loose, except that another person comes along. And Roberta, you are recognizing what I'm saying, and you feel more comfortable about what you must believe. I'm the extension of him, and you recognize it, and it, the minute you recognize it, it comes into you and takes away the dark side. That's all. Just be aware of it, watch it appear, and just watch, and don't struggle against it. Stay calm, and something of me gets into you and takes away the dark side. Can you hear it? Do you understand that now?
Yes, I got it.
You do. You got it now. In other words, the fact that you have acknowledged that I'm coming from that place and it's real, and you take what's real, you're the extension of me. And now, as you grow with what you know, you will be also like me to another person. So they will see from you something coming through you, and they can see it with great delight or pain. That's all I can say. It's something you have to experience. And so much, only so much time you have to share with me. Now, if you don't mind, I want to talk to... Oh. Are you okay with it now? So I can finish up now with what I want to say?
Yeah.
Are you feeling better now? Are you, you're okay?
Yes.
Good for you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Goodbye. I've got about 13 minutes to say something very important. Having said what I said, I want to say something a little bit different. I've been trying to show you how to log in to your Creator and become the extension of Him to other people. So you're not really curing other people. He is curing everybody through you. I cure people, but I don't. It's not my curing. It's the energy. It's the light that comes through and builds a different body, a different kind of body inside you. Not dark, but bright. The one that is when you die, you won't know you're dying. You're in a place. Your body has been built. A body is creating a body within inside you. Negative or positive, and you can, and if it's negative and don't know have any way to overcome it, you're finished. Millions and millions and millions of you are finished. You can't get the answer from churches, you can't get the answer from anywhere. It's only because you, one person has seen it, and you see that that person has seen it, it's good enough. It's that simple. And you feel relief. However, I'm talking about helping you to overcome all your suffering and etc., 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 drugs, alcohol, everything. It's all built in there. As long as it's a flow from Him, you know. But however, there's something about that which is protective. There's something about the kind of speech I have And the way the energy flows through me is not the same energy of the world. The energy of the world is emotion. The energy of God is like light, like electric lights. And it carries with it thoughts and expressions and understanding. It's just magic. However, I've been talking about how wonderful it is, but it's also something I can just say it to you in a few words. There's a way. Listen carefully. Don't get frightened. I'm going to say something really scary. It can kill somebody. Goodness kills. Now, I have to say that. Now, you're shocked. What does he mean by this? Well, I'll show you how it works. If indeed, God is the Father of Jesus, and Jesus is the extension of the Father in me, and so on, that is beautiful. But what happens to the wicked person who hates you for it and wants to play with you and degrade you? What it does is that you don't respond. It cannot respond. That person who's trying to get to you doesn't own you. I'm owned by my Creator. And when you try to upset that, it's a very dangerous thing. I'm speaking not just for me. I'm just speaking of anybody who is coming this way. Do you understand what I'm saying? That once you've given yourself to Creator, you don't think you could really kill Jesus if he didn't want it. I'm saying that the light that comes through you is forever, and you will not die. You will, because you are reconnected as you come into the world. The world no longer comes into you once you hear my voice, or his voice if he was here, Jesus. All I am is an extension, and he is also an extension. He is not God. Don't you believe that? Why callest me good? My only my Father is good, and he is in us, and we are in him, and you know all about that. It's an extension. And somehow, I found this. I had it for a long time without knowing it. And nothing could touch me at that time. Now, something could now, because I'm giving it to you, is to share it with you. And the share is this. When you are being approached by cruelty, by deceit, whatever it is, whether you're your kid falls down and hurts himself, your mother falls down and is dead, you can't let yourself react. Reaction. If you have a little kid and he cuts a big cut in his leg and he's bleeding, you don't go, ooh, ooh, ooh. No, calm. And that calm helps to cure. But that's the kind of thing which is what you do, get emotional. The emotion makes it difficult for the child to recover. And they can recover, but you're putting something in them that's not there, that shouldn't be there. I only got just a few minutes left. But what I'm trying to tell you, if you really have this energy, which has been displaced, whereby your emotional, your animal emotion has been displaced and disappeared, dissolved. If you have that energy coming from the realm within you, you are already in the realm. You're in the world, but not of the world. And you have a future. You have a body making a body inside yourself, good or dark. Either one. Now, let me say it again, because I went astray. when a person like you, like the lady you just called, she appreciated it and was able to extend the light given me. The more I give, the more I have, to give. If it's 1, 2, 10,000, I'm always having the same energy and becoming more formed, if it's a good way of saying it, shaped for the world to come. There's a purpose here, and it's just not coming in to just eat, drink, and die. No, there's a meaning, and if you find that meaning, all the problems disappear, because it's not you anymore. Whereby you had a dark side, it destroyed you. But when you have a light side, it does the opposite. It enables you to live the way he wants, and you become a subject of God, a child of God. And that is what he wants, and that's what he's made me understand. But I'm looking at the clock, and I'll say the one more thing. When a person who is skilled, if I may use that term, like Jesus, and hopefully me, I have been through a lot of hell, a lot, anyway. But if you hold your ground, no matter what the person does, because the person to own you must upset you. He cannot own you unless you get upset. But the more he tries to upset you, the calmer you become, stronger. And he tries again, and you don't get upset. He's sick. Every person who's rude and crude and wicked has the same problem. They're appeasers. Somebody has done them in, and in order to get his life back, he does it to one another that was done to him. And so this person may be a good person and maybe not. You don't have to judge that. All you have to do is show who you are. And you show who you are by holding your ground. Holding your ground gets easier and easier till they cannot touch you. The bullies are cowards. They have to touch you. They have to swear at you to make sure before they attack you. Even to a small kid, they have to do that because they're cowards. So what happens is, if there's a good person in there, he will see, oh, what am I saying? What am I doing? This man is decent. Or he's an evil person. He gets so angry. And what's coming inside him kills him slowly or quickly. Do you understand? Win a war as well. Oh, here we are again. Well, I hope I got through to you in the different ways I wanted to share. And to make this point again, you become impervious. Even a little child can stay calm and not get upset and do the same thing in school and always win. But if he gets upset by the upsetter, too bad. We lose. Go to my website, fhu.com. Everything's free. It will help you.